And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Garrett's Appliance at 2410 28th Street. That's right on the corner of 28th and Byron Center. You can't miss it today because the intersection's all tore up, but we're just one driveway to the west of what's tore up. You can get in here. There is a huge tent sale going on. I think we've got five different kinds of grills out front fired up. And starting at 11 o'clock, we're going to be throwing down some great barbecue. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for listening on WBBL 107.3. It is the ball. And the ball is bouncing down 28th Street right now, and it landed at Garrett's Appliance. Hit the brakes. It's big. There's a tent out front. There's grills. It's going on right here. Joining us right now is our old pal, Bruce.
Thanks for being here, guys.
What's happening?
We're having fun.
We're talking with Bruce Meekoff, who's one of the managers here at Garrett's Appliance. And Bruce has all sorts of appliance and grill background and skills. And you've been here for a long time. You're an integral part of this business, very large business. I go to your other store sometimes on 29th Street, but right now we're on 28th Street over in Wyoming, and this place is teeming with sale products. So let's talk about a couple of the grill deals you got going on this morning.
Yeah, we've got the Weber grills out front. We've got Tech. We've got Wolf Grill. And we've got the Cajun charcoal grill going. And we're going to be offering free delivery, free assembly, and free covers with any grill purchase today.
Well, that's nice. Fantastic.
The cover alone is worth it.
Yeah.
But the putting it together on some of those, now like on the Tech, it's not a big deal because they're already put together. That's a pretty easy deal. But some grills you get, and there's a lot of parts and pieces. I know in particular the Weber can be a little bit of a homework assignment. You also have Timber Ridge. Deep patio deep fryers out there.
Yeah, we're firing up the deep fryer, and I think at 11 o'clock we'll be running some fries and some rings through it.
All right. Well, I'm going to definitely be here. I won't be much good to you helping you with that deep fryer because I'm sitting here with burn cream on my hand.
You know what else they got here at Garrett's Appliance? They got a really nice first aid kit, too. And Bob has made a withdrawal on the burn cream. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday. We're live at Garrett's Appliance on 2410 28th Street, corner 28th and Byron Center on the southwest side of town. But we got to break down that story just a little bit now that we've teed it up.
Let's talk about that nice camo hat that Bruce Meekoff has on. It says Garrett's Appliance.
Actually, we appreciate the tip because we're all now wearing oven mitts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, this morning, Bob's got a graduation party for his son. His last son has graduated from high school with honors. Congratulations. And I showed up this morning at 7 o'clock, my normal time, to pick up Bob. And he greets me running out of his front door. I just woke up. Show prep's going to be a little different today because we had to prepare 8 pork butts that he's going to be serving for his graduation party this evening. So we actually started grilling at 7 this morning before the show.
Smoking.
And just a tip, if you're just tuning in, be careful with your grills. I'm telling you, Bob's a guy that grills 5 days a week. He's a real professional at this stuff. But when you're hurrying, you take stuff for granted. And what he did is he grabbed a hold of a grill handle that's usually cold, and it's usually safe. But what happened was we were hurrying, and we had the grill lid up, and it was right underneath or over top of the firebox. And we had a big heated fire going. That handle got hot. Bob grabbed it, to shut it down, and it was red hot. And I tell you what, he's got stripes across the palm of his hand.
Yeah, it's. I'm thinking pulling pork is going to be a little difficult.
Well,
today.
I'll be there to help you, but
I do have some bear paws too.
Right. Yeah, but one doesn't work that well. Bob's doing everything with his left hand because his right one's still
smoking.
You
know what? I think I'm going to have to put some beer on ice as soon as I get home. I do have some Frankenmuth and some Dark Horse and some Arcadia. And
so you got
a couple
choices.
Six packs of Schmoes left. We got to go to Schmoes on the way home. I got to pick up some root beer for the party.
Yeah, root beer.
But my son Jordan is graduating today, so or tomorrow. But we're having a couple hundred people by the house, and there'll be some smoked beans. There'll be some pulled pork. Bruce, when you get out of here tonight, you need to stop by. It's right on your way home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what else is on sale at Garrett's Appliance?
Well, we've been running a tent sale all week long with scratch and dent appliances, and those were out front under the tent. Now we've moved them back to our clearance center, so we still have a full clearance center full of scratch and dent appliances. And then, of course, we're going to be firing up the grills and demoing them and showing you how they work.
Excellent. I can't wait to fire up that Timber Ridge and throw some fries
in
there.
I'm very excited about that.
I love French fries. Now, that's a cool appliance that you sell here, Timber Ridge. That's part of Jeff Foxworthy's group, Foxworthy Outdoors. And that is a patio deep fryer that actually works on a propane tank, and it's all one unit. It's got a couple tires on it. You can move it around your deck. It's self-contained. It's safe. And it refilters the grease, so you can drain the grease out of it and reuse it up to 50 times. That's a cool feature.
Yeah, it is. That filter cartridge on there, one of the issues with deep frying is the cost of the oil.
Yeah.
You're looking at peanut oil or whatever most of the time you do.
We just found out how expensive it is.
Yeah, and once you get an opportunity to filter that, use it one or two times, and usually it starts to taste like whatever the last thing was you cooked in it. But this filtration system takes those impurities out of there, and the grill will pay for itself. If you like to deep fry at all, that patio fryer will pay for itself in a couple seasons, and just the grease savings, or the oil, rather, savings that you're going to have.
And those things run about $600 maybe, and you've got it on sale for how much today?
$499.
There's a Father's Day gift right there.
Absolutely.
You know, let's say you've got a smoker and you've got a grill. You're a guy that's deck is pretty well laid out, and you consider you've got some good toys. But if you do big groups, and the better you get at grilling, the bigger your groups are. You get to do them pulled pork like I'm doing. Guess what my son asked me? Jordan says, Dad, are you going to do French fries at my party like you did at Alex's? What am I going to say?
Right.
You got it right. Except last year I didn't have a Timber Ridge. I had the old clankety contraption sitting up on legs with two, three gallons of hot scalding oil in it. It's such a fire hazard and such a safety hazard. You know how many people get hurt on those things? This thing's totally safe. You hit the button, it ignites. It sounds like a little mini Harley running. It goes boop, 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 boop. And it just, man, it's got the basket. You drop it down in. You get to pull it up and hang it there so all the oil drips off. And if you're using a good oil, like Timber Ridge actually sells a soy oil, which we've got a container of coming. And I think that's going to be a nice thing to be able to add to that lineup. But wonderful with pulled pork or anything. You can actually do fries easily, or fish,
or fish
turkey,
fillets.
Or chicken. It's a wonderful machine for, what, $4.99 now?
$4.99. It's got two side shelves.
Made in America.
Just super safe.
Yeah. You know what? I've had experience with that Timber Ridge deep fryer last week. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be talking with Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's. I went down to Allen Bob's, and they turned me on to these little gulp, G-U-L-P baits. They look like a little waxworm. I went out on, as you guys know, I live on a really small little lake. I went out there and just on Memorial Day night, we brought in 52 bluegills over 8 inches between three guys, and we deep fried them in that Timber Ridge deep fryer. And I tell you what, so we're going to be talking with Merle in the next segment. He's going to break that down. We're going to talk about some smoked salmon and some grilled pineapple. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We're Garrett's. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.